every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Is Monday, which is the go-home show for Saturday night's main event on December 13th, which is John Cena's final match. So, man, we got a lot to talk about today, and Lance Storm is going to be joining us, so hopefully we can talk to him about this new TNA television deal. Have some interviews we got to talk about. TNA President Carlos Silva talked about the negotiations and WWE, and we have more on how this might affect TNA Plus. We got an update on Chris Jericho, his plans for next year, an update on Seth Rollins' injury, which kind of interesting, actually. It's kind of the opposite of what they did last time. NXT, the finalized card after the TV last night for this Saturday's show. We got AEW Dynamite and Raw ratings for last week. Dynamite, I thought, was going to kind of die because normally the night before Thanksgiving, everyone's traveling and the show usually does terrible. Actually did fine. Raw did not do so well, but there's reasons for that. And we'll talk about the NXT TV as well. Lots to get into. We'll kick it off after the break. Observer Live.
Stay cozy, stay home, and still save big online during Lowe's December deal drops. Right now, get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December deal drops on Lowe's.com every week. Lowe's, we help, you save. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska or Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again, and that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at Columbia.com/infinity.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, or possibly for the first time, to Wrestling Observer Live today. This is the voice of Filthy Tom Lawler. We are here 7 days a week talking all the news in MMA. Of course, professional wrestling, combat sports, various other topics. Monday through Friday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian. And Saturday mornings with Jim Valley at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. We have a lot to get into on the show here, as always, in a somewhat truncated format because, well, the connection between Brian and I, as it most often is, went bad. However, we were able to shore things up, and here I am after all. So, of course, we'll get into tons of shows. I mean, there's a litany of shows this weekend starting tonight. I mean, there's TNA Impact. There's a Ring of Honor show tonight. There is SmackDown tomorrow, ROH Final Battle, NXT Deadline, TNA Revolution, UFC 323. The list goes on and on and on. We'll start off with a little bit of injury news coming out of AEW. Our own Brian Alvarez reported on Wednesday's Wrestling Observer Radio that Darby Allin indeed has been injured. This was mentioned on the AEW Dynamite show last night. And Brian Alvarez has confirmed that Darby Allin did get hurt in his match with Kevin Knight on last week's Dynamite. But it's unclear at what point he got hurt. Brian believes it was on a coast-to-coast dropkick that Kevin Knight landed. And boy, did he ever land it. However, he could not confirm that was where the injury took place. Alvarez said Allin was not in the hospital for the entire week. He was cleared to leave at some point, so he was eventually able to travel home. The actual injury has not been revealed or reported as far as whether Darby Allin will be able to continue on in the Continental Classic. It is believed that AEW, when they mentioned that we will have more information on Saturday's Collision, that is when they will have more information on Darby Allin's condition. So it will be this Saturday. We will find out some more info. That was a legitimate statement. And as I mentioned, it is unclear whether he will be able to continue on in this tournament. So all the best to Darby Allin. We've seen him take on some of the most arduous physical tasks on the planet, climbing mountains across the globe, skateboarding with some of the best on the planet, and being lit on fire amongst other, quite frankly, death-defying stunts that he has been doing. So, you know, the writing, I guess, has been on the wall as far as an injury coming to Darby Allin. Hopefully, it's not a major one. Hopefully, he recovers quickly. Hopefully, he's back in the Continental Classic, and hopefully, he has a long career ahead of him. But best wishes to Darby Allin. Later on in the show, we will get into the results, a full report from last night's AEW Dynamite, which was a wrestling-heavy show, and boy, oh boy, was that wrestling good. So we will get into that later tonight. However, there is some news and some things being set up from that show. Next week on AEW Dynamite, we will have a championship match between Samoa Joe and Eddie Kingston. They will also have the finals of the AEW Women's Tag Team Title Tournament, as the Babes of Wrath, Willow Nightingale and Harley Cameron, will take on a team which we will get to later. I'm not going to spoil the results, but they will take on the winner of a match between the Timeless Love Bombs and the Mega Problems, which took place also last night on AEW Dynamite. They announced also that the Dynamite Diamond Battle Royal will be taking place in a few weeks on Wednesday, December 17th. I believe next week is Winter is Coming. I believe the following week is a Holiday Bash edition of Dynamite and Collision coming to us from Manchester, England. Winter is Coming, taking place in Cardiff, Wales. So a big month for AEW across the pond. They will have the Dynamite Diamond Battle Royal for the ring, the Dynamite Diamond Ring, as I mentioned. This will take place Wednesday, December 17th, as part of a three-hour combo. Holiday Bash, Dynamite and Collision. So another three-hour show coming at us. The last two participants in the ring from this match will then advance. So we will not get a winner on December 17th. Instead, we'll get a winner the next week on the special Christmas Eve Dynamite on 34th Street edition of Dynamite, airing at a special time of 6 p.m. Eastern. So a relatively early start, especially on the West Coast. But hey, on Christmas Eve, your shopping should be done. You should have some time to sit down, enjoy a couple gallons of eggnog, kick back, and find out who's going to then challenge for the AEW World title weeks later after winning the Dynamite Diamond Ring, as the winner of that match will get a shot January 14th in Phoenix, Arizona on Dynamite. The ring, introduced in 2019, has only been held by MJF, who has been off TV since losing to Mark Briscoe at September's All Out in a tables and tax match. The runners-up to MJF include Hangman Page, Orange Cassidy, Dante Martin, Ricky Starks, Juice Robinson, and Adam Cole. So I believe that we will be getting at least a new runner-up, as I don't see any of them losing to MJF. Maybe we will get a new champion, as MJF hasn't been seen, or perhaps this is the impetus for his comeback. We will find out in just weeks' time, as this will begin to take place on December 17th. Also, in AEW news, there are some matches that have been announced for AEW as they take on CMLL in what is being billed as a Dream Matches event on December 19th in Arena Mexico. As the CMLL, the new CMLL, and we saw this title around his waist last night on AEW Dynamite, the newly crowned CMLL heavyweight champion, Claudio Castagnoli, will defend against Ultimo Guerrero in a first-time ever match. So Claudio Castagnoli just defeated Gran Guerrero, and now he will take on Ultimo Guerrero. I'm not quite sure which is the next in the evolution of the Guerreros. I'm not sure if Ultimo Guerrero is actually the penultimate Guerrero or if he is the final one. We will find out in just a couple weeks' time, December 19th. Also on that show, the CMLL historic welterweight champion, who is in the Continental Classic, Mascara Dorada, will defend against fellow Continental Classic participant, Speedball Mike Bailey, in a first-time ever match. And in a rematch from July's Fantastica Mania, Neon, the high flyer, will take on another man known for his ability to fly through the skies. That is Kevin Knight. In the next segment, we will get into the ROH Final Battle Show, everything TNA has coming up this weekend, NXT, UFC, a full report on AEW Dynamite, and probably some more technical difficulties coming at you.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, We have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back on Wrestling Observer Live. Big back coming at you with tons of information on the upcoming weekend and the lineup of shows ahead of us. I'll start off with what's sure to be a huge matchup tomorrow night. This has been long awaited. We've been building to this for seemingly months, really a year. And that is who will it be that faces John Cena in his final match ever? It has come down to two men, and they will battle it out in the finals of the Last Time Is Now tournament on SmackDown tomorrow evening on USA Network. The Ring General Gunther will take on LA Knight. Gunther, the odds-on favorite in many people's minds, defeated Solo Sikoa on Monday Night Raw in a fantastic match, the best darn Solo Sikoa match you ever did see in your entire life. This match ruled, got a standing ovation. Men were on their feet crying and weeping, going back and forth chanting, "We want Gunther. We want Solo." Just the emotion that they captured was great. Seeing people get behind two villains, embracing their inner hatred and deviousness and cheering on these two men. I loved it. LA Knight defeated Jey Uso via pinfall after Jey Uso hit the Uso splash. Took his eyes off the ball, as some would say. He repositioned to make the pinfall, and LA Knight pinned him shoulders to the mat to move on. So they will face off tomorrow. The winner, of course, will then get the honor of facing John Cena in his final match in just next week, actually, in Washington, D.C. Wow. I can't believe it. It's like we're going to have quite a few weeks here, because we're going to have John Cena retiring, a man who has really epitomized American professional wrestling for the last 20 years, I would say, along with a man that you could say is his counterpart in a lot of ways, Hiroshi Tanahashi, doing much the same thing, retiring after almost 20 years, being a major name in Japan and around the globe. So a very exciting, I guess you could say, but also a time that I'm not necessarily looking forward to, is having neither Tanahashi or John Cena in the ring. But they have had great careers, so of course we can look forward to the next few weeks and them winding down. Now, we also have a huge weekend, as I mentioned, for TNA upcoming tonight. And this is after, of course, they announced what may be the most important deal that they have ever made, and that is getting onto the AMC networks. TNA Impact, Thursday Night Impact, will debut on the AMC networks just next year. Impact still currently on Axis TV in the U.S., Sportsnet 360 in Canada, TNA Plus all around the world. We'll see if TNA Plus continues to be around or if it's non-plussed by AMC after this new deal. Tonight, and this is ahead of a pay-per-view, ahead of Final Resolution tomorrow, tonight we will have the Hardys, Steve Maclin, and Cedric Alexander unite against NXT's Alexis King, Stax, Tyson DuPont, and Tyreek. We will also have Danny Luna battle Zaya Brookside in a number one contenders match for Li Ying Li's Knockouts World title. Mustafa Ali takes on Trey Miguel. Mike Santana returns to action just 24 hours before Final Resolution. He faces Robert Stone. Leon Slater will be a guest on the first class penthouse of AJ Francis and Rich Swann. And the hometown man takes on NXT's Brooks Jensen. I believe also tonight, if you are in the El Paso area, there's the TNA Hardy Party taking place at La Numero Uno Taqueria in El Paso. So there's a special Q&A photo opportunity. I mean, it says a party. If you've ever wanted to party with Jeff Hardy, they are advertising it. It sounds like that could be either the best time of your life or one of the biggest mistakes. However, I would imagine that things will be kind of tame at La Numero Uno Taqueria. However, you can join the Hardy Party tonight. And of course, that brings us to TNA Final Resolution tomorrow, where the newly crowned champion, the man who single-handedly got them a new cable television deal, Frankie Kazarian, will make his first defense against, ironically, another man who has mentioned he is going to be hanging it up in the not too near future, in the near future. And that is one JDC, formerly known as Fandango to many of you. So that match will be taking place. We'll have Li Ying Li defend her title against the winner of Danny Luna and Zaya Brookside, which will take place tonight. Robert Stone, Charlie Dempsey, Alexis King, Brooks Jensen, Tyson DuPont, Tyreek will all have matches. They will all be in action after invading TNA and costing Mike Santana the title a few weeks ago. The Hardys will take on Tyson and Tyreek for the TNA World Tag Titles. Steve Maclin will defend his TNA International title against Stax, and Mike Santana will try to get a measure of revenge against Charlie Dempsey. Leon Slater will defend his TNA X Division Championship against, get this, a man that I'm sure you think of when you think of the X Division, AJ Francis. We'll see if AJ Francis can turn the tides there in the X Division and make it first class. And Matt Cardona will fight Mance Warner. No DQs, no countouts. The Rascals take on the System. The Rascals now at full strength with the return of Desmond Xavier. And they will take on Mustafa Ali, the Great Hands, and Special Agent Zero. And the TNA Knockouts World Tag Titles are on the line as the Inspiration defend against Tessa Blanchard and Victoria Crawford. So a big week of news for TNA on the cable television front, on the media rights property front. Maybe Big Data needs to watch their back because TNA is coming for them in the 18 to 45 demo or whatever it is. And a big weekend of shows for them this weekend. Of course, we have ROH Final Battle also taking place tomorrow, where Ricochet will defend his AEW national title against Dalton Castle. This show takes place at the Greater Columbus Convention Center in Columbus, Ohio. We will have the finals of the Pure ROH Women's Tournament. I don't know who's in the finals. I believe Dave has reported it's Billy Starks, although I don't think that has been put out in public by ROH. Athena will defend the ROH Women's title against Persephone. Shane Taylor Promotions will defend the ROH World Six-Man Tag Titles against Sky Flight. Mercedes Moné will defend the ROH Women's World TV Championship against former champion Red Velvet. La Faction Ingobernable. Sammy Guevara and the Beast Mortos will try to hold on to those titles for that stable as they take on the Dynamite Kid, Tommy Billington, and Adam Priest for the vacant ROH World Tag Titles after Roosh suffered an injury recently. Lee Moriarty will take on Nigel McGuinness in a 30-minute Iron Man matchup to settle the score between those two. And in the main event, in what is sure to be a barn burner, if they're already, yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of barns in Columbus, Ohio. We have Bandido, the current ROH world champion, defending in a survival of the fittest match, taking on Blake Christian, the Beast Mortos, Sammy Guevara, Commander, and Hechicero. And looking at that, I believe Bandido will prove himself to be the fittest of those six competitors. There's NXT Deadline tomorrow as well, coming to us from San Antonio, Texas. Ethan Page defends the NXT North American Championship against Mr. Iguana. Tatum Paxley takes on Izzy Dame. Sol Ruka versus Lola Vices versus Kalani Jordan versus Jordan Grace versus Kendall Gray in an Iron Survivor match. Javon Evans versus Leon Slater versus Joe Hendry versus Dion Lennox versus Miles Bourne in the other Iron Survivor match. And in the main event, we will have Ricky Saints taking on Oba Femi. So that comes to us from Columbus, Ohio. TNA is in Texas. AEW's all over the place. WWE's all over the world. I'm all over the place. And we'll be back in the next segment with a full AEW Dynamite report.
Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge, tax, due, and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Filthy Tom Lawler back on Wrestling Observer Live here today. Let's get right into this AEW Dynamite report because there's a lot going on in the show. Wrestling heavy as the usual season of the Continental Classic is. We had Tony Schiavone welcome us to Indianapolis, Indiana, where he mentioned that we had a face-to-face between Samoa Joe and Eddie Kingston that was about to take place that was so volatile that everyone will be barred from ringside. I mean, that doesn't really stop those two from fighting. I mean, unless they're the whole idea is that, you know, Samoa Joe is only doing this, like, to impress the other ops. But regardless, everybody was barred from ringside. Actually, Samoa Joe kicked Tony Schiavone out of the ring once he got there and cut a promo, much like we've heard, aimed at Eddie Kingston throughout his career. Eddie Kingston never able to win the big one, never able to back up all of his talk. He's loved by everybody, but he will never be able to be at the top of the business. And Eddie told Joe that, hey, I want the Samoa Joe who was the best ROH champion of all time. I want the Samoa Joe who used to beat up my mentor, Homicide. I want the Samoa Joe that is the submission machine. I want you to bring your best. Otherwise, I'm going to eat you alive next Wednesday on Dynamite. Winter is coming. Awesome promo by Eddie. Joe's always great. If Eddie Kingston had said he was going to eat Hook alive, I would believe it. Maybe even Shibata. But to eat Samoa Joe alive on national television, that's a tall task. You know what I mean? I mean, Joe's a big meaty guy. I don't even know if we have enough time in Dynamite. 2 hours? I don't think Eddie could eat him alive in 2 hours. Anyways, the ops were in the back, and they said next week they will finish off Eddie Kingston, much like I guess Eddie's trying to finish off Samoa Joe. Hobbs called out the Dark Order, the longtime friends of Hangman Adam Page, for a match tonight, and said that if they win, then they will get a shot at Hobbs, Shibata, and Samoa Joe. We had a match in the Continental Classic Gold League. The Bastard Pack took on Kazuchika Okada, the current Continental Champion, or whatever it is, unified champion. This was the second ever singles match between the two. Pac defeated Darby Allin last week. Okada lost to his fellow Don Callis family stablemate Kyle Fletcher in the opening match of the tournament. Pac went for this head of steam lariat early on, which he's been winning matches with, but Okada rolled to the floor. Later on, Pac went for it again, but he got hit with the signature Okada dropkick in a great spot. Pac countered with a Casadora pin, which is actually the move that Fletcher used last week to defeat Okada. Pac avoided Okada in the corner. German suplex, another one with a bridge. Okada with a tombstone. Both men were down. Okada went to the top for what I believe was going to be his falling elbow drop. But instead, Pac leapt up to the ropes, caught him with a top rope brain buster, hit the big running lariat. He went to lock on the brutalizer, and when he did, Okada rolled him through with a crucifix and pinned the Bastard Pack to get the pinfall victory and his first points in the Continental Classic Gold League. Mark Briscoe, the reigning and defending TNT champion, was backstage and gave us his thoughts on Daniel Garcia and how far his opinion of him has dropped over the past year. He said he thinks Daniel Garcia is going down in a Death Rider's death spiral, and he asked Tony Khan to face him for his very own title. Mark Briscoe is going to put that TNT championship on the line in Cardiff at Winter is Coming. Another champion, the national champion, Ricochet, was backstage with the Gates of Agony, collectively known as The Demand. He said that promoters all over the world have been calling him to defend this title in another promotion. So he's going to do so by defending it in Ring of Honor against Dalton Castle. I'm pretty sure it's the same promoter for Ring of Honor and AEW. But, you know, we don't have the full financial disclosures from them. So, hey, maybe somebody else owns enough of it that they made the call on this one. But we're going to have Ricochet take it on Dalton Castle at ROH Final Battle. The conglomeration of Roderick Strong were in the back. Roderick Strong is going to take on Orange Cassidy. Another match in the Continental Gold League. Kyle Fletcher took on Kevin Knight. And this was a fantastic match, as you can imagine, from two of the bluest chip prospects I've ever seen in my life. Kyle Fletcher and Kevin Knight. Fletcher out-wrestled Knight on the mat a little early. Before Knight matched him, Fletcher had to flee to the floor for a reprieve. Knight gave chase. He landed a leaping lariat off the apron, followed by a springboard lariat from the inside to the floor. This was the theme of the match in many ways because they were going back and forth again, and Knight landed another fantastic lariat, springboarding from the apron into the ring that took Fletcher down. My review will not do the action that took place in this match justice, but Knight barely kicked out of a Liger bomb. Then he countered another attempt into a small package for a near two count, or he got a two count, a close near fall. Fletcher then returned with a kick, a running Huluva kick style kick in the corner, which looked like it decapitated Kevin Knight, turned him into a Pez dispenser. And then, well, I guess he put the head back on with the brain buster, or maybe it fell all the way off. Kyle Fletcher picked up the win in another barn burner of a match. He has 6 points. He stands atop of the Continental Classic Gold League. He went to a commercial and came back, and Callis was in the ring with Fletcher, Josh Alexander, I believe Hechicero, and they had the Young Bucks bag of money in the ring that the Young Bucks gave up by not joining the Don Callis family, I guess, a few weeks ago. Don Callis was calling them to the ring. He wanted them to come get this money. And really, it was a trap, of course. The Bucks obliged. They charged the ring. They super kicked the family. They gave Kyle Fletcher a BTE trigger. They grabbed a bag of money. But Okada, their longtime friend, Kazuchika Okada, ran down, grabbed a hold of Matt Jackson, delivered the Rainmaker. Nick Jackson standing there in shock. And then the family attacked him. Lucha Express ran down. The Jurassic Express ran down. They made the save, but Okada low-blowed the Luchasaurus. He gave Jack Perry the middle finger. Jack Perry bit his finger. And then Mark Davis and El Clown ran in. Then Kenny Omega ran in. He made the save. Okada came in. He tried for a Rainmaker on Omega, but he missed. Omega gave him a Snapdragon suplex. Okada rolled to the floor, and the Don Callis family regrouped. Omega had a cool Santa Claus-themed Kenny Omega holding a cat in a Santa hat sweater. I think this is one of the rare wrestling shirts, which I could see people wearing in public. It's pretty cool piece of merchandise there. We had the Mega Problems take on the Timeless Love Bombs in the semifinals of the AEW Women's Tag Titles Tournament in a hardcore holiday death match. I hate these team names. I mean, I don't, whatever. I guess it's cool. I'm undecided. Someone decide for me. Do I like this? Do I like the mega problems? Do I like the timeless love bombs? Do I like the Babes of Wrath? Tell me. I'm open to suggestions. Anyways, Tony broke a champagne bottle. She was not open to suggestions. Right on Marina's head, moments into the match. Carved up Megan Bain with it right before Mina whacked the Megasis with a barbed wire candy cane. Megan double suplexed Tony and Mina, kinda. It looked like Mina fell on her injured wrist or hand. And then Megan launched Mina to the floor onto Tony. Tony gave Megan a pile driver off the apron through a weapon-covered table. Marina threw Mina and put her in the mother's milk, but Mina stabbed Marina in the face with a candy cane, hit her with a back fist, scaled the ropes, leapt onto Marina on the floor. Megan speared Mina through a table. Tony gave Megan a Storm Zero onto Marina. Then Santa Claus himself walked to the ring. It wasn't Kenny Omega in a Santa Claus hat with a cat in a Santa Claus hat. This was Santa Claus, or so we thought. He walked to the ring. He presented a present to Marina Shafir, who unwrapped it. Instead, it was a middle finger. Underneath the Santa hat was the return of Luther. Tony then German suplexed Marina. Luther handed Tony a high heel. She stabbed Marina in the head and then pinned her with a small package. The finals of the tournament to determine the first ever AEW Women's Tag Champions will be the Babes of Wrath taking on the Timeless Love Bombs next week. Then basically we'll get right to the Ops versus Dark Order match. The Ops wasted no time attacking the Dark Order from behind as they were on the apron making their entrance. I believe the Ops beat them up through a commercial break because that's what Excalibur told me. But Evil Uno made a comeback when we came back from commercial. Then Hobbs got a tag. He was the only man standing from his team. However, that was enough as he power slammed Evil Uno, gave him a spine buster, and pinned him as Shibata and Hook had the other Dark Odors locked in their clutches on the apron. And then, as advertised earlier, the Dark Order, actually before the match, told Hangman Page not to ruin it. He said he wouldn't, but he'd be out there as soon as the match was over. He went to the ring. He had a beer. Wait, what do you have? A beer bottle in one hand. He was able to avoid their attacks. He set Hobbs up for a buckshot lariat. Security ran down. They cornered him. He laid him out. And in the main event, we had the Continental Classic Blue League matchup. Mox taking on the CMLL World Heavyweight Champion, Claudio Castagnoli. The referee, Bryce Remsburg, almost immediately booted Marina Shafir from ringside. Then they engaged in what was described as a probing technical start before Mox reserved some brawling as he was being outmaneuvered. These guys went back and forth. They wrestled as hard as you would imagine these two would. Submissions, slams, strikes. They're getting, Claudio's hitting uppercuts all around the ring into the steps, hits the Ricola bomb. Mox fires up in his face. They just rifle strikes back and forth at each other. Both men are down. Justin Roberts gives us a 5 minutes remaining call. Both men reach their feet and in a dash of rage, they charge at each other. Claudio lands a vicious European uppercut, drops John Moxley, pins him, and defeats the leader of his very own stable, the Death Riders, to sit atop the Blue League of the Continental Classic with 6 points and to end the show. I thought it was a great edition of AEW Dynamite. Not as great as this edition of Wrestling Observer Live has been, and we will wrap it up in the final segment. Coming back at ya.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, back here in the final segment of the show. Filthy Tom Lawler, going to wrap things up for you. I just gave the almost full report of AEW Dynamite. I did skip a few backstage segments in there, but I'd like to mention that I watched an online promo that AEW put out after the show, and I thought it was very interesting because it was mainly focused on the Death Riders who were in the back in the stairway. It was Pac, Marina, and Mox, and they were joined in mid-workout by Claudio, and they said that if any of them win the Continental Classic, they all win, and then they turned their attention to the Don Callis family for being motivated by money, and Moxie said, look, we don't give any ground, and if you want anything from them, the Death Riders, they better come take it. So, a not so subtle hint towards a Death Riders face turn, and then a Death Riders and Don Callis family feud on the horizon. And in a final news note, I would like to get to, a wrestling legend has been honored. Yes. Indeed, a longtime stalwart in the wrestling community, one of the greatest competitors we have ever seen come near a ring, has been given a statue in Detroit, as there has now been a RoboCop statue erected at 3434 Russell Street in Detroit. Of course, RoboCop, the big star of WCW, Capital Combat, in 1990. So always good to end on a feel-good story. RoboCop finally getting the recognition that he deserves. And maybe we'll get some recognition tomorrow from the boss man, Brian Alvarez, as he will be back here on Wrestling Observer Live to give you all the news in the world of pro wrestling and combat sports. Thanks for spending the last 50 minutes with me. Hope you have a great day. Peace.